it'll make editing for me so, so, so much easier if you stop talking about the cats midway through. And can you take off his collar?
Do you want me to put him in the bedroom?
No, because he'll scratch. He'll be good.
I'm Maddie Cox.
And I'm Alex Cox.
This is a show about gender, our minds, and all sorts of transitions.
Welcome to Two-Headed Girl. Matthew, how was your Pride Month?
Very uneventful, but I think that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I didn't get, like, hate-crimed or anything, so...
I'm glad that you weren't hate-crimed. Nor was I, because well, I hope that either way, no harm would befall us, but here in Chicago, at least, while things are opening up, COVID is still very much a thing, so the Pride Parade has been pushed to, like, October 3rd or something, so we'll see how this goes.
I was in Boys Town today to pick up my prescriptions, and I get them at Howard Brown, which is a openly queer medical center that treats trans people.
Mm-hmm. I think we've talked about them, but we will definitely put those links in the show notes.
And I just, like, felt at home. There were multiple gay couples walking down the street holding hands. There was some baby gays taking pictures by the hashtag love for all statue. Aww. That's there with their parents, or I assume, like, maybe their guardians taking pictures by that. And it was just very heartwarming. And I kind of walked around in the neighborhood a little bit just to, like, soak up a little bit of that.
Oh, wow. That's so great. See, I don't need that sort of... I shouldn't say I don't need it. It's mostly that I didn't want to be around people. So I haven't been to Boys Town except to go to the adjacent Wrigleyville to go to a Cubs game.
Oh, yeah, because that's not full of people.
Yeah, I know. I was like, wow, I did one of the straightest things during Pride Month. I was actually really excited because the Cubs game I went to, it was when Wrigley Field was still at, like, a quarter capacity or something. So I didn't have to be around, well, still around people, but, you know, one fourth as many people. And I thought, you know what? I'm 30 years old and I don't need to wear a baseball hat or any, like, Cubs memorabilia if I'm going to a game, right? As long as I'm wearing, like, blue or something. Oh, yes, I was totally wrong. I was in Wrigleyville, and there was very much the Cubs and the Cubs Knots, which we used to be because we lived in Wrigleyville. And there is a place across from Wrigley Field. If you've ever been to Chicago, you've seen it. It's called Sports World. And I was like, oh, crap, I'm going to go to Sports World because I just felt deeply uncomfortable not having Cubs gear on. It was very funny. And I went in knowing that I wanted a Cubs hat. And the nice man at the door said, hi, can I help you with anything? And I couldn't think of the right words. So I said, where is your gay stuff? And he replied, you mean our pride merch? And I'm like, okay, yep, kind of gave myself away there as, like, either someone who does not shop for sports things or for pride things in general.
Which both.
Which is both, if both are true. But it was... And of course, I was in the stereotype of, like, oh, I saw glitter, so I assumed that the pride hats would be by the, like, glittery hats. But no, they're just, like, sparkly hats. And I feel like my appearance with my, you know, navy button-down shirt, the guy was like, I don't think they're where they want to be. So, but he did not ask, hey, you looking for the gay hats? But I was. As uncomfortable as I am purchasing sports memorabilia, I am very uncomfortable slash turns out maybe not as uncomfortable buying like Pride merch.
So Pride capitalism wasn't even a thing I started to think about until a few years ago.
In fact, can you explain what Pride capitalism even is to folks?
Oh, big corporations that don't necessarily even support like gay people, gay marriage, trans people, just release a bunch of Pride, rainbow, trans, flag themed stuff, like, you know, the big corporations, Disney, Target, Absolute Vodka, Nike. There's so many. We could just sit here listing all the ones. And then the second that June ends, all gone.
Everybody's avatars and profile pictures everywhere are rainbow, rainbow, rainbows. And when I say everybody, I am referring to large corporations because under the United States law, the Supreme Court has ruled that corporations are people. And somewhat notoriously, it is beer companies that have, I don't want to call it straight beer, but, you know, let's just say that I never saw a lot of gay men drinking like Budweiser. I don't know. And even more notorious is the banks pulling their Pride bullshit. And there's one thing specifically that I'm conflicted about. Do you know what I was going to say?
Yes, but can I do a rundown? I just found my very short list of all the Pride stuff.
Oh, please do. Please go.
Chase Bank, US Bank, Target, Absolute Vodka, Colgate Toothpaste, ooh, Disney, Nike, Apple, Hollister, Listerine Mouthwash, Converse, Vans, and then I put Banks.
You forgot one of my favorites, which I thought was a joke, Skittles, which encourages you.
You be the rainbow.
Oh my God. Okay, so there was a picture of a gray Skittles bag online, and it said there on the bag, it said, "There's only one rainbow that matters this month," and I thought it was a joke about Pride capitalism, and I thought it was, haha, that's a funny joke. Lo and behold, it's like the day I was after my two weeks out of vaccination, so I'm like, I'm gonna go to the grocery store and go inside, and I wanted to get Maddie some Skittles because that's one of his favorite candies. But anyway, so I'm going down the candy aisle and then rainbows, rainbows, rainbows. And then I saw the gray bag of Skittles and my immediate thought, I swear to God, was, wait, am I dreaming? But no, this Skittles campaign, there's only one rainbow, you be the rainbow, all that, it was real. So I took a picture of myself next to a gray bag of Skittles. I am still kind of in shock. It's a gray bag. It's gray Skittles.
I do not approve because then how do you know what flavor you're eating? And grape is disgusting.
It doesn't matter.
That is all I have to say.
You're the rainbow that matters.
But before we went off on our tangent, our Skittles tangent, you were saying what bothers you the most. And I was going to guess the MasterCard advertisements about name changing.
Yeah. So what this is, I truly don't know how I feel about it, because MasterCard and I think a few other credit card companies have followed suit with saying, hey, you don't have your name legally changed if you're trans. Guess what? You can still put it on your credit card and it's fine.
It is called the Equality Pride Card.
One thing I'm unclear about is this only for this month? Like, you can only be equal this if you sign up for a credit card this month?
Well, I have a link from the Washington Post that we can put in the show notes, but
I'll figure it out.
It also, I saw the ad on my Instagram and it made me gag because it's this picture of clearly someone who looks androgynous and it's like, your true name is the only thing that matters. And then you swipe left and it's a card with their normal logo, but a rainbow in each. And it's like, we accept your true name. And I just imagine like the music in the back, like, oh God, that is the most disgusting. I think that's the most disgusting pride capitalism thing I've ever seen.
And I can see the logic behind it. And I think at a different time, I would have signed up for that, been like, oh, heck yeah, absolutely. But for companies that their main jobs are basically creating credit, which is a tax on the poor, at least here in the US, because credit card transactions cost money, and all of the lobbyists that these banks have that actively fight against trans legislation, and it's like a tobacco company releasing some ribbons for lung cancer awareness. It's absolutely wild.
I mean, we could talk about the banks and pride capitalism for the whole episode, but we should move on.
Yeah. I'm no shade to anybody who does this. Like, again, this is not an individual issue. In fact, I bet the person who came up with this campaign was a good person and just didn't, you know, think out like the following three steps of why this is such a bad idea.
Or they definitely weren't in charge of the ad campaign.
Right.
That could be something else entirely. They came up with maybe a great idea and the ad campaign came out. And you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. And we should say that I think, at least for me, pride capitalism feels a little bit different than when, let's say, a company that sells the Gillette razors has the dad teaching his trans son how to shave. I'm a little more conflicted about that because I think it's gross, but also I think all capitalism is gross. And I feel like it's yet another portrayal of like what a man should look like, even though it's a trans man, you know?
I have different opinions about that, but we are not talking about ads because we've done an episode about that. But
right. But do you think it's a little bit different? And I don't know.
I think it's different because what I was hoping and thinking we would address is just like the mass marketing rainbow. You go into any store right now and right at the front of the store.
Yeah.
Well, it's the end of Pride Month, so happy end of seeing rainbows in the store, because they are all going to go away on July 1st, and it's going to be like they were never there, and they're all going to be replaced by American flag theme stuff for July 4th. Yep. And that feels even more gross because I know that most people buying all that American flag stuff hate gay people. Like, it just feels like a punch in the gut to see the section of the store that was covered in rainbows. Even if it doesn't like yuck pride capitalism, it still makes me like happy to see it, to be then covered in Murica stuff. It just like I literally feel my stomach turning.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's a kick in the clit, quite honestly.
But thank you. That was
but you're right too, in that 5 years ago, the first time I saw like a Love Wins shirt, and it wasn't even a rainbow shirt, but it was a Love Wins shirt in Target in June, and it was like, okay, we know what that means type of thing, you know? Where, and it made me feel a little bit good.
Right.
And it's super fun. We are having fun dunking on pride. Well, I'm not good at the dunks, but in terms of the pride capitalism discourse, I've actually kind of liked it this year, because most people, I think, talking about it are a bit younger and are taking it as it is, which is, of course, this is going to happen because we live under capitalism. Like, it's at this point, I'm trying to feel like they are almost Christmas lights, you know?
Yeah. I think specifically you're alluding to the queer youths on TikTok tearing down the Pride section at Target and like talking about like all the stuff in the Target Pride sections and things like that. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, but I do think it's two different kinds of groups of people, because there are folks like me who are let's say a little bit to the left. We could say we're kind of in a wing, and let's say it's in the left. But instead of the fury, there are really funny TikToks and like parody pieces and satire around Pride stuff in June. Again, like Chris, how we spend more money in December than any other month and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. It's like, okay, would I rather have 2 months of American flag merch, or would I rather like a kid in Oklahoma see a Target ad? And I know that Target has more conservative ads and more conservative states, whatever. But I don't know. I just think about the idea of representation mattering, right? And
visibility mattering.
Yes. And it sucks that we have to be visible in this world, but even if we are trying to change it, we're still living here. And people are getting incredibly rich off of queer people. It sucks.
People are getting incredibly rich off of a lot of people. Exactly. I was hoping we would go into this a little lighter, but you went in hot and heavy right away.
Well, that's why we've saved this to the end of the month, because I have really complicated feelings about it. Because, I mean, and both of us have purchased rainbow things during Pride. I buy the Apple Watch Pride band every year because I'm a monster.
Yeah, but you're just an Apple whore.
Yeah, I mean, that's too. Different.
Can I say that?
Yes.
Okay.
It's true. I mean, I'm a total cuck for the biggest company in the world. Like, that's the thing. Is, I mean, I think about the one time we were at that genderqueer group therapy, and one of the facilitators was talking about trans trenders, and aka what some people believe to be fake trans people who are just like doing it for clout. And
we do not believe that, by the way.
We do not believe that. And they even said, like, I don't care. Let there be binders at Target. Why not? Like, and that is what I'm all for, is like, if it takes these stupid rainbows everywhere to, for example, make binders available at Target, or to make bras aren't, you know, like big mommy milkers that I'm
like, gross. Gross.
Or you know, there are like 20 different types of underwear for all across the spectrum of genders. It wouldn't be hard to have one other cut of boxers that's like, yeah, these are boxers,
gender
but
neutral
not a
swimsuits at Old Navy.
Exactly.
So yes, Pride capitalism. Sorry, did you have
but
more?
But that's the thing. Is that Pride capitalism? You know?
Well, they did have rainbows on the sides.
So
there's a four Pride month, Old Navy released a gender neutral tab on their website, and it's more than just swim trunks. It's like sweatshirts and shorts and like boxers and stuff like that. And while it is a very like small section, just the fact that they put the tab gender neutral, and like if you walk into the store, there is a section labeled gender neutral clothing, like that to me doesn't feel like gross Pride capitalism. That to me, and they did it during June, so maybe it is a little bit, but it feels like they're actually trying.
Yeah, the unfortunate thing behind all of this is there are people who are working at Deutsche Bank or whatever, and who are queer, and they, like, not everybody is a CEO. The CEO of the most powerful company in the world just happens to be a gay man, which I don't think anybody saw coming. And I would be lying if I said that I don't have any positive feelings about that. I can't help but have a little bit of, not joy, but, like, relief, because I never thought that would be a thing.
Yeah, but the people at Colgate telling you to brush your teeth with pride and putting rainbow tooth...
is that what it was?
Yeah, and putting your rainbow tooth toothpaste on your toothbrush, not exactly the same thing. Right. They are just money grubbing.
But that's it, is if you're, again, that kid, like, I mean, the reality is, it is a gross profiting off of a marginalized community, but that has been happening for time eternal. So I think that the way we're going about it now, and this is still really new, like, not even just within our lifetimes, like within our 20s, and we both just turned 30. And I kind of like the way that we are recognizing it and joking about it while not condemning the individuals who are either participating because they have to work for, like, a company like this, or some kid who has no other access to anything that affirms them other than a shirt that says love wins and has a little rainbow on it.
And it also, I think, seeing it in a place like Target normalizes it more. Like, all your Karens are going there with their kids, and what if their kid is in the closet and they're like, oh, but mom, I want this shirt to support what, you know, whatever lie, if they are in the closet and need to tell. Like, it's an easy access and something simple that can be gender affirming, to go off what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a quote ally before I was any sort of
which
gay.
Your family knew you were gay, so mm-hmm. No, you weren't. Yep. But I mean, yes, you were an ally, but
my family sent me the Bo Burnham song, "My Whole Family Thinks I'm Gay," when I was 16, before even I thought I was gay. Well, by then I guess I had an inkling. Oh, that's not true. I deeply knew, and I was in denial. But that's the thing, is we have already normalized the horrors that are capitalism. So in the process, I don't know. Is this hurting? It's not. I don't know if it's gross, but it's one of those things of, like, it probably. It has hurt people in the past because, you know, like Black culture or Hispanic culture and or just like any sort of cool parts of marginalized communities, you know, the vultures of advertising will get all up in that. But if it's something that actually celebrates, like, God, I mean, even some stores are selling Black Lives Matter shirts.
Yeah, which... I was going to say, for Black History Month, Target did have, like, a Black Power / Pride section, which, so it felt weird. So it's, yeah.
Right. But, and that's the other thing is, I mean, we obviously aren't qualified to talk about Black issues, but we do know that Tucker Carlson has literally called Black Lives Matter a possible terrorist group. So to see just something like that in a Target, it's like, oh, okay. Like, I don't know. I rather get... That's another reason I was like, should we even record an episode about this? Because yes. Is it worth even having a takeover?
But it's not, I don't think it's about having a take. I think it's about opening up a discussion about it, because we went to our first Pride parade together in 2013, and everything was not gross and taken over by banks. I saw the parade by myself again in 2017, and 90% of the parade were bank floats with rainbows on it, and maybe like two were for like Howard Brown Health and the Trevor Project and Center on Halsted, all of which are gender and queer affirming groups in Chicago. And it was just the worst thing I had ever seen. And that's in a period of 5 years. It just completely was taken over by corporations.
And what feels much worse, the LGBT Chicago Police Association or whatever the fuck, like that is what makes my blood actually boil.
Yeah, there were like not, there wasn't a huge police presence there in 2013, whereas in 2017, like the police presence had like tripled too. So,
or we should say there was a huge police presence, but they were policing the the crowd, whereas now they are on a fucking float
with rainbow stickers on their gun holsters. Oh god,
it is like that just makes me like I don't even like thinking about it or talking about it, because that is I don't think there's any way to make to salvage that.
I was driving behind a car either today or yesterday that had a rainbow heart sticker on it, and next to it, it had a Blue Lives Matter sticker. And I was like, those things cannot,
those
I know this isn't,
don't coexist.
I know this isn't about that, but like, yeah, I just couldn't. My brain was like, yep, nope, mm-mm, nope.
Yeah, I actually, this does tie into actually rainbow capitalism. Saw a bumper sticker that said blue lives matter but rainbow lives do, and I'm like, no,
I'm sorry,
we have
but
lost...
rainbow lives do,
yeah, I'm like, no, we have lost the plot here, people. No, that's not the I am not a rainbow life. I am very white and very gay, but I am not a rainbow lad. Like,
when someone stabs you, do you bleed rainbows?
Oh god. That was funny. The final part of this that is really complicated is initially a lot of all of that pride merch you'd see everywhere was, of course, made by queer companies and queer people. And now it feels just sort of weird because it's like, yes, they are profiting off of the queer community, but Colgate is also profiting off of me even when I'm not buying rainbows, you know? And I don't think that because these creatives are celebrating pride with the stuff, like the cool stickers they are selling, I mean, I don't see the harm in that. And I think it's really beautiful that, especially because of this year specifically with TikTok, there was just a more we're lucky in that we get like our algorithms have been able to push us to like the positive side of TikTok, but you gathered a bunch of companies you discovered that are basically selling sort of pride merch that isn't corporate sponsored.
So it isn't even pride merch. Via the TikTok queer youths tearing down Target,
mm-hmm.
The end of their little videos would say, like, you know, support your small business queer creator, support your small business trans creator. And I discovered a lot of them through TikTok or Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And also just throughout my almost like 4.5 years now of transitioning, these are companies that I discovered that are specifically run by trans people for trans people, and not, there are a lot of websites or companies where it'll be someone that mass purchases a bunch of products for trans people and resells them at different prices. There's a lot of that out there.
Oh, yeah, that's a different episode altogether that also makes my blood boil.
Yeah, so this isn't that. This is like things that I've curated that are legit like good in the world that and when you buy their things, donates to like their top surgery, or donates to things like the Trevor Project, or donates.
Or even if they're not donating anything, they're just, I mean, we're not really donating anything for this podcast. We're paying for our gender-affirming surgeries. Like, they have to live. So even if they're not, you know, tying their capitalism to a charity.
Oh, yeah. I was saying during Pride Month, almost all of them tie themselves to, like a lot during Pride Month, they'll give away free Packers, they'll give away like 100 free binders, stuff like that, because people will buy more of that during, like, buy full price more of that, and then they'll take the extra proceeds instead of making more product and send it to people who can't afford it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I like to think of these as the self-aware pride capitalists, or not, I'm sorry, not I feel like most of the people in charge of these companies would slit my throat if they thought I was calling them capitalists.
Yes, definitely. They will come into our house at night and purge you.
I mean, or at least give me a good slap, which I would deserve. But just because these people are selling you things, like, they're also aware that they're making much more money during Pride Month. And I think it should be said, the reason that I asked you to find like a list of legit good companies is because a friend of ours who's an amazing ally asked me, hey, is there a good place to buy a pride flag that, you know, is actually handmade or made by an ethical company? And I was like,
I just get mine off Amazon.
I literally have never bought a pride flag that wasn't from Amazon or like the Michaels across the street from the like bar in Boys Town that we were at. Like it's I'm pretty bleak, sorry.
No, I was unable to find companies that did that, because that did I'm sure there are that make handmade pride flags,
but they're just fucking flags. Like, again, even though I initially purchased our first pride flags from Amazon, I don't think that it takes away any of my gay points, and I would never like look ill upon somebody who bought some rainbow products for themselves or their kids, especially if that's the only place they can get them from, you know? Like, if Target's the only place that you can buy something that makes you feel like yourself, that, sure, that sucks, but that's not your fault. Get those rainbows. However, if you do have the ability to support some businesses and can shop online safely, Matt, do you have some suggestions?
I do, and this is not an advertisement. We are not paid by them. This is just me taking all of the TikTok suggestions or the places where I've actually gotten gender-affirming products and find it so helpful and useful, and that the people that run them are like truly good people, and I've actually like emailed and talked to some of them.
Mm-hmm.
So these are like stable resources. We got GC2B, which sells mostly binders, and right now is currently the only safe binding company in the U.S. selling binders.
Yeah.
There was another one called Underworks. A bunch of stuff happened there. No longer safe. So currently the only safe binder company.
Another thing I love about that company is as they've grown, they have recognized that they used to have a really limited ability to make basically binders that were obviously not for white people, but matched white skin. And they only made like one type of binder. Whereas now, I mean, in like fit and form, whereas now, oh my gosh, there are so many, not just colors for skin tone. And I think even they have like cute little rainbow ones. But if, for example, for me, I don't really like a full body binder. I wouldn't even know.
Full tank binder.
Yeah. And they also have a great return policy. And I know this is sort of becoming an ad, but I don't know. It's like the kind of it felt like such a normal transaction, as if I was buying underwear somewhere, like a just normal, easy thing that also made me happy because I got a gender affirming product out of it.
I totally forgot about Flavent, which is a company that also sells binders called Bearskin Binders. Since you brought up the topic of like race inclusivity, because their binders, they have like a 10 color spectrum. Like, it's made for like so many different types of skin tones. I listed them as a trans positive clothing company because they sell tank tops that like hide your binders or your top surgery scars.
Oh, cool.
Which is also, there's another TikTok creator called Mars Wright, who is a trans man and activist, and he sells shorts and tank tops, shorts specifically that sit so they don't make your hips look wider, and tank tops that sit so they hide your binder and like give you a more masculine fitted outfit. Not that that is everyone's goal, but basically he creates gender affirming clothing.
Cool.
Trans Guy Supply, all your silicone dick needs, head on over there. Can I say that?
Why not?
Yeah. Trans Guy Supply is great. I buy all my packers from them. There's this other one on TikTok that I found called Mac Soaps, and just makes natural, Kyle, the creator, just makes natural soaps and rainbow ones and trans ones and also a bunch of different kind ones, but like for Pride Month they are rainbow and trans colors but different like scents, and I thought that was very cool, and I would like a rainbow bar of soap that smelled like lavender in my shower. So just to support a small business, and not even necessarily like a small queer business, because it's not just that, but like, yeah, go for it.
Not every person who, like, queer people make other things, like podcasts.
And soap.
Soap and podcasts.
This one that really blew up on TikTok was because Elliot Page wore the creator's sweatshirt that said support trans youth. And it's run by a non-binary person named Meg, and they make pride gear supporting trans youth, and I guess Elliot Page found them and then took a photo of themselves wearing the support trans youth sweatshirt, and then it like blew up everywhere. But I found them before they were cool. No, but it is really great, and you should definitely, we'll put that TikTok in the show notes. But that was my favorite one that I found. So
also good for you, Elliot Page. I hope he's happy.
Me too.
I actually have one more company I don't know anything about, but I found some shirts that I really like.
Hit me with it.
It's called Wild Fang. And it's not exclusively like queer clothes, but they had the reason it popped up for me on Instagram was because there was an ad that said like, say goodbye to the gap, and like
The boob gap. Yes. Yeah, I saw that too. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about what the boob gap with button-up shirt problem is?
Yes, the gap issue with button-up shirts is that your boobs make them spread because they're usually not made for people with boobs
or hips
or hips, and they go long and it looks awkward. But yeah, this is like a pricey, I don't know if it's pricey, like some of the nice button-up shirts are around $80, which I think is like holy shit, so expensive.
Same.
But I know that like nice clothes cost a lot, like whatever. But and I don't know, goodbye to the gap on two levels is just really funny to me.
It's great that there are, and it's not just about making trans stuff, like obviously these queer creators can create other things that aren't for trans bodies or whatever, but what I love is that they're trying to be not just more gender inclusive, but like body type inclusive. So a lot of these mm-hmm. small creators are doing like that company, but I'm talking about like small TikTok creators or smaller businesses are doing shirts that minimize your hips, like can cause gender euphoria no matter your size.
Yeah.
And no matter your skin tone either, like Flavent with their binders.
Or no matter how you, like, I also feel like a lot of companies sort of make clothing for specifically for pre-transition, but with the idea of like, okay, these clothes are sort of like disposable after you transition, whereas the more and more fashion companies are like, yes, let's do it for all types of bodies, but like, yeah, let's make an amazing looking suit for a man who happens to have boobs.
Yeah, or people, specifically also people who don't medically transition. Like, we need more gender neutral or gender queer clothing for people that don't medically transition. I think that's what you're
alluding
to. Yeah.
Yes, you're much better at this. Thank you.
No, you keep me better.
Oh,
you make me better.
All right, I guess we're going to end this in a super gay way again, but you can, I love you. If you want to, you can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/twoheadedgirlfm. And you know where to find us on the internet. We'll get all of those links. And if you're not seeing any show notes, it's probably because you're not using a very good podcast app. And no, it's true. Apple Podcasts actually had a bunch of issues last week.
So are we also plugging Overcast, created by the wonderful Marco Arment, who has questionable taste in Simpsons episodes?
Oh, interesting. Oh, I'll have to listen to the episode of Top Four, which is the podcast that I'm going to plug now, which he does with Tiff Arment, his wife, and it's amazing. And I'm stoked to. Oh God, we need. Hey everybody, if you would like to hear a new Two-Headed Girl episode about Simpsons characters, let us know, because the Simpsons have a lot of queer characters.
Gay.
Anyway, Overcast, Castro, there's a lot of amazing independent podcast apps that are free. So check those out, just like we are encouraging you to support independent queer companies. You can still support independent creators who, you know, aren't Stitcher and Spotify. It won't hurt, I promise.
We love you. Happy Pride Month. Get vaccinated and stay safe.
Also, I'm a hugger now, so if you ask for permission and you see me in real life, I'll probably want to hug you. Also, I love you. Shut up.
I love you.